So everybody who would show up for a group like this, you've got some streak of codependency in you. Just a fact of life, right? You care about people. You want to feel better. You're more insightful, or you could never be attracted to something this weird. So in that, that tends to mean that at some point you have been sensitive. Those of us that are sensitive, most of us are raised by human parents that were not more evolved than the time they were in, naturally, and didn't have available to them a lot of the information we have today. And so we've often been taught in this earth experience to discount our emotions, our instincts, and to put, you know, be polite, respect other people, shake hands with people that you don't even like, right? Do things that you wouldn't feel comfortable doing. So it's really a human condition that we don't have very good boundaries. All right, so I'm giving you a little framework there. And, you know, it's not to criticize. It's not to make wrong, because that's not going to serve anything. The truth is that's how it works for us to socialize and fit into school and culture and church and community and neighborhoods and families. Okay? But I'm giving it to you for an explanation. So we have that. We don't automatically trust the way we feel. We've been taught to be very aware of other people, to take responsibility for other people. It's a good thing to be compassionate and empathetic. But there's a line where over many lifetimes or over this lifetime, we really end up suffering a lot for others. You with me? Which would be awesome if it helped them. But it doesn't. Okay? So most of us, I would think everybody, can you think of somebody you've lost sleep for, even though it didn't help them? You've agonized for them, even though it wasn't your stuff. You've been emotionally traumatized, even though it wasn't your reality. It was just the witnessing of that reality and feeling powerless to help. Everybody's got something going on here? Okay? So I want you to think of that person, that experience, that time frame, however you want to reference it, and I'm going to generalize it too. Think of that, and what you can do, especially for those of you who are new, if you want to gauge this, you want to think of that where you've bled for other people emotionally, mentally, and energetically. Okay? And we all know what that's like. You're worrying for them, like you wish you could help them come up with an answer, and you can't even focus on what you're doing. We've all had it. Think of it in a way that when you think of it, you feel negative. You feel sadness, you feel powerlessness, you feel frustration, you feel anger, you feel something, okay? And what you're gonna do is gauge that. 0 to 10, Gary Craig gave us the scaling system. 10 means I feel really bad, like you wanna cry. 0 means, nope, I've never felt that way about anybody, they're on their own. Which actually might be nice, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't be that callous. But you get an idea what I mean. So what you want to do is think of it in a way that you feel bad and see, do I feel that in my belly? Do I feel it in my heart? Do I feel it in my chest? Do I feel it in my jaws? Do I feel it in my head? See where you feel it. Some people feel it in their body, and some people just perceive it in their mind. Okay? So what you're doing is you're thinking of this, and you're gauging it. You can't get it wrong. It's just for you. So that after we tap, you can come back, think of it in the exact same way, and see if anything changed. All right? So think of, okay, and yes. So the person who's thinking of, well, can I just think of me and how bad I feel doing that? Yes, you can. So if you want to focus on you always being that sponge and feel sorry for yourself, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And see what level of that you can get to.